China's Securities Depository and Clearing Company Limited announced on Thursday night that both the transaction and scrip fees in the A-share market will be cut by some 30% starting next month. This is the latest supportive measures made by the central government to lower trading costs for investors and further ease the stock market. On Thursday, six monitored insurance companies made net purchases of stocks and funds with a combined value of more than 15 billion yuan. That same morning, the China Banking Regulatory Commission announced it will allow banks to extend mortgage loans that use share funds as collateral to prop up the stock market. At the end of Thursday, the benchmark Shanghai Composite Index was up 6%, the Shenzhen Component Index surged 4%, the Chinex Index, tracking China's Nasdaq-style Board of Growth Enterprises, climbed 3%. Tang Yonggang, analyst at Shenyin Wango Securities, says the market shows signs of stabilizing as the regulator came to rescue small caps, especially those on the Chinex, easing the liquidity crisis and giving investors a much-needed dose of confidence.
Individual stocks on Chinex reached their daily limits, which have greatly influenced market confidence. We can see this has rapidly provided incentives for growth enterprises in emerging industries. Judging from the main board, aerospace and military industry stocks took the lead to pick up, which has significantly helped boost the public's confidence in the market.
In the meantime, Chinese police joined the securities regulator to investigate malicious short selling. Liu Dong, Deputy Director of Economic Crimes Investigation Bureau under Ministry of Public Security, says cracking down on illegal and criminal activities in securities and futures areas in accordance with law is duty of public security departments.
We will increase close cooperation with securities regulators. According to the Division of Labor, we will work together to crack down on alleged criminal activities. We will also investigate and deal with illegal behaviors of spreading rumors through internet and contribute to maintaining market economic order.
Meanwhile, the State Council, China's cabinet, has also assured that the government had plenty of tools at its disposal to restore confidence in the economy. The announcement came after a cabinet meeting presided by Premier Li Keqiang on Thursday. For CRI, I'm Niu Honglin.